إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه: أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله؟ ألا إن نصر الله قريب. الله سبحانه وتعالى mentions in his Quran, أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة؟ Do you believe, do you perceive that you will enter Jannah? ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم, but you are yet to face that which those before you have faced. مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا. They were afflicted with poverty and illnesses and calamities until they were shaken. حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. Until the messenger and those who believed with them, they would say, when is the victory of Allah Jalla wa'ala going to come? أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Indeed, the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is near. أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Indeed, the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is near. Many believers, brothers and sisters from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are looking to the affairs of what is taking place in Palestine today, and they are questioning the same thing. When is the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to come? Allah jalla wa ala has told us His victory is near. When is His victory going to come? The victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already come. The victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already come. And we have seen many different forms of victory that has stemmed from what our brothers and sisters are doing in Gaza and what is taking place with our brothers and sisters in Palestine. The victory is not necessarily the conquering of the land. The victory is not necessarily destroying all of the enemies of Allah Jalla wa Ala. But there are many different fronts to victory that we find in the Kitab and Sunnah, and that we can relate to today, that can already be seen that this party of believers that were in the largest concentration camp on this earth, which is known as Gaza, this small few in number, 2 to 3 million believers, how they have shaken the entire earth, and how they, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have granted the believers so many avenues of victory that we could not comprehend and imagine before this had taken place. What we will do today, insha'Allah ta'ala, is we will touch on some of these different types of victories that have already come. And yet, there are still many more that will still come by the permission of Allah jalla wa ala. But these are some of the types of victories that the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have already seen from that which is taking place in Palestine. From them is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exposed the weakness of the Israeli Zionist entity. How the Muslims around the world, it is as if they lost hope. How are the Palestinians ever going to have freedom? How are the Palestinian believers ever going to raise their voices? It is like there is an invincible army in front of them. How some of them would even exaggerate and say it is like they know what is in our minds, what we dream of, what we think of, because of the intelligence that they claim to have. And one of the victories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the ummah today is that He has completely removed this fear from them, that this army, this entity, these occupiers that everyone perceived to be the most strongest army in this earth, that having the greatest intelligence, they were broken overnight. And Allah Jalla wa Ala has exposed their weakness. He has exposed their weakness to the ummah, which has raised the morale of the believers in Gaza. And it has raised the morale of the believers in Palestine. And it has raised the morale of the believers over this entire earth, that Allah Jalla wa Ala is the one who is in control of affairs, and no one from His creation are invincible. So this is one of the great victories that we find from the incidents that are taking place. Something else that we find is also a victory, is that Allah Jalla wa Ala has exposed how there is such disunity in their ranks. And this is just proving what He said in the Quran, تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You believe that they are all together. You believe that the enemies of Allah Jalla wa Ala are one, that they are together, that they are united. Rather, their hearts are separate. And this is what we find is taking place. So we say, Sadaqallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah Jalla wa Ala spoke the truth when He said, you believe that they are united, yet their hearts are separate. This is a victory for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we can see disunity in the ranks of the disbelievers. Disunity in the ranks of the oppressors and the transgressors. Disunity in their ranks. Just like Allah Jalla wa Ala told us in the Quran. So another victory is, it renews our iman and tells us, yes, Allah Jalla wa Ala only spoke the truth in the Quran. And everything in the kitab of Allah Jalla wa Ala is truth. Another victory that we find from what is taking place is Allah Jalla wa Ala has exposed the hypocrites who attribute themselves to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said Jalla wa Ala, مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not leave the believers on that which they are upon until He distinguishes between the wretched, the wicked, and the pure. Allah Jalla wa Ala will not leave the believers of what they are upon until He distinguishes between the wicked, the wretched, and the pure. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done. How many people have we seen attribute themselves to Islam, yet they are the greatest enemies of Allah Jalla wa Ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many believers or so-called believers, they claim to say La ilaha illallah, but then they have no concern of what is taking place in Palestine, yet they are open enemies to the cause, and they are open enemies to the resistance of the Palestinian people. So this is a great victory for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it has exposed to them who their allies and friends are, and it has exposed to them who their enemies are. We also find another victory from what is taking place in Palestine, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the efforts of the Palestinian people, He has destroyed the idol of materialism. He has destroyed the idol of materialism. We look and we can see with our own eyes that the Palestinian people have no concern for worldly affairs. Their house is destroyed in front of them. They say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong and to Him we'll return. Their wives are killed in front of them. They say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Their children are killed in front of them. They say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. No matter what is taken away from them, from the possessions of this world, whether it be from their wealth or life from their family, they are firm in iman and they say, we belong to Allah and we will return to Him. What has this done to the eyes of the human beings around the world that witness this? It shows us that there is no such thing as materialism in Islam. We give precedence and priority to our religion over everything. Take everything away, our iman remains. take everything away, our iman will be firm. Destroy what we have, we will still believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sacrifices that they are going through to show us how Allah Jalla wa Ala has destroyed the idol of materialism in the eyes of the believers, because the believers all over the world are witnessing this. And they are saying the things that we possess are trivial. They have no true value. The real value is the iman that Allah Jalla wa Ala has given us. And this has been portrayed through what is taking place in Palestine. Another victory that we find from the events that are taking place in Palestine is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destroyed the idol of liberalism. He has destroyed the idol of liberalism. The notion that many Muslims had, that we do not need to hold on to Islam. Everyone is free to do what they want. Do not question each other about their faith and their beliefs. Everyone is a human being and has free will, and he should do whatever he wants and choose the path that he wants. Allah Jalla wa Ala has destroyed this belief and ideology from the minds of the believers, because they know that the only thing that is keeping the Palestinians firm is their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fact that they are praying and worshipping and reciting Quran and making dua, this has kept them firm. And when you look at the enemies of Allah Jalla wa Ala, from the Zionist occupiers, what has happened to them? They do not have this same faith in Allah Jalla wa Ala. So they have got into mental problems. Some of them have taken their lives. Some of them have even started to fire at one another, because there is no belief, there is no hereafter in their mind. Allah Jalla wa Ala, he said, وَلَا تَهِنُوا فِي ابْتِغَاءِ الْقَوْمِ إِن تَكُونُوا تَأْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَأْلَمُونَ وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. Now do not feel weak when you are pursuing the enemy. If you are feeling pain, then know that they are also feeling pain. If you are feeling pain, then know that they are also feeling pain like you are feeling pain. But you hope from Allah that which they do not hope. So this has destroyed the idol of liberalism in the eyes of the believers. They know it is not about doing whatever you want and having the freedom of choice in terms of I will worship whatever I want and I will be free and saved. But they know that we have to submit to Allah Jalla wa Ala in order to receive salvation in this life and the next. Another victory that we find from the events that are taking place in Palestine is that this has destroyed the idol of secularism. It has destroyed the idol of secularism. And secularism is the ideology that they have, that do not portray your religion in public. Rather, hide it in your homes. Do whatever you want in your homes. But when you are in public, then everyone should be the same, and we should not be able to distinguish between one another because of their beliefs and their religions and their practices. So this event that is taking place in Palestine has destroyed the idol of secularism, where a Muslim, he is proud of his religion because of what the Palestinian people are doing. He is proud of his religion because of the iman that they have shown. He is proud of the religion, and the entire earth, they know that Islam is a religion of firmness, and Islam is the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that shyness and that embarrassment to portray Islam has left the heart of the believers. That shyness and embarrassment to hide our religion has left the hearts and the tongues and the limbs of the believers. That the believers will walk outside and they do not mind people knowing about their Islam. They will walk outside proclaiming their religion. They will walk outside establishing the oneness of Allah Jalla wa Ala. And the fear factor has been removed. The embarrassment has been removed. And this is the victory that we find that has taken place due to the efforts of our brothers and sisters in Palestine. Another victory that has come from their efforts is that this has destroyed the idol of atheism. It has destroyed the idol of atheism. The atheists and the disbelievers around the world are looking at the Palestinian people, and they are questioning their own belief system now. How can we deny the existence of a creator when they are only firm because of the help of a creator? How can we deny the existence of a creator and a Lord and a deity when they are being helped and their provisions are still coming to them and they are being strengthened by their Lord and the creator? So how many Muslims around the world, or how many non-Muslims around the world are now going to the kitab of Allah Jalla wa Ala to see what the secrets are, what the secrets that these believers know are, And how many of them are submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of this? Islam has become known across the world. How many non-Muslims are questioning, as even the articles in the British newspapers are saying? How many non-Muslims are questioning whether they were lied about Islam for the last 20 or 30 years? That now they are starting to discover the true Islam. The Islam of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Islam of might, the Islam of honor, the Islam of victory, the Islam of mercy, the Islam for mankind. The disbelievers, some of them who had great animosity and hatred towards Islam, are submitting with La ilaha illallah. What a victory this is that Allah Jalla wa Ala has granted the Ummah through the efforts of our brothers and sisters in Palestine. Another victory that we find from their cause and their efforts is that this has united the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Muslim feels that his Muslim brother and sister are part of his family. A Muslim feels pain when he sees the Palestinian suffering. A Muslim feels joy when he finds that they have overcome their enemy. We find the sense of brotherhood has been reignited within the ranks of the believers. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَىٰ And Allah Jalla wa Ala said this to us in the Quran, that indeed the believers are brothers. The believers are brothers. And through this cause, and through this resistance, and through this defense of their land, Allah Jalla wa Ala has reunited the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also find from the victories that the Palestinian cause and struggle and efforts has given to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that it has revived the love for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has revived the love for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many Muslims are giving charity? Charity in a way that they never gave before. How many Muslims are making dua like they haven't made before? How many Muslims are reciting the Quran, or standing up for the night prayer, or fasting in the day, or enjoining in the good, or forbidding the evil, like they have not done before? So this has raised the level of Iman across the entire earth. This concentration camp of Gaza that we know, where our brothers and sisters were suffering in for years and years, through their party, through their efforts, through their Iman, through their dua, through their work, the entire Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have raised in Iman. The entire Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have increased in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is how we understand the statement of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Ala inna nasrallahi qareeb. That indeed the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is close. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'iril muslimin. فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.